are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been in the broadcast for the last 60 minutes. The next 2 hours is live. It is Thursday, November 6, 2003. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, it is Thursday, the 6th of November, 2003. You heard interview with Glenn Spencer yesterday, and of course, part of the interview with Jack McClam. We're going to cover the global news, the national news, the local news, talk about media censorship here in the next 2 hours. And of course, I'll tell you the story of the eventful evening protesting Governor Rick Perry and El Presidente Vicente Fox. I want to thank the folks that came out on such short notice last night to give Fox a proper welcome there at the governor's mansion on 11th and Lavaca in downtown Austin. I spent about 30 minutes this morning looking around on the internet for news stories about our protest. I had probably a dozen TV news cameras around me, dozens of newspapers, scores of radio stations, and nothing is in our local news or in the paper. Maybe you saw something on the news. Maybe you saw something in a paper and can call in and tell us. And it isn't, oh, did we get in the newspaper? No, the question is, why wouldn't we? In fact, in the Statesman, they talk about how Fox was protested by women in Arizona yesterday before he came here, protesting about the Mexican government covering up the murders and kidnappings of hundreds of people right across the border from Arizona and New Mexico in northern Mexico. But nothing about Fox being protested. In fact, we caused them to have to shut their press conference down because I was bullhorning them across the fence at point-blank range. Nothing in the paper, nothing we can find on TV, nothing in the Houston Chronicle, nothing in the Dallas Morning News, nothing in the San Antonio Express News. They all ran stories, and from what I've seen, scanning over them, didn't mention that there was a protest there of whites and blacks and Hispanics and Asians, Americans who were against open borders and illegal immigration. And I would say, number one, Fox today, and they've announced, is going to present awards to the APD, this is in the paper today, but it was in the paper 2 days ago as well, for not enforcing federal law and not going after illegal aliens. All this with the Walmart arrest and the rest of it. And he's going to also give Wells Fargo an award for shipping all the money down south and working on the, quote, consular matricula card, or the total legalization of all illegals in this country. And now they're pushing for the so-called guest worker program, this blanket total amnesty. And there's a total news blackout from what I've seen. Maybe you can do internet searches better than I can, or maybe you saw something on the nightly news here in Austin or on TV or in the paper that I missed. Give us a call if you were at the protest. Give us a call if you did see something in the news, because if there wasn't anything in the news, this is very serious, folks. We bullhorned him and yelled at him when he came in, went around the back for his press conference. They shut that thing down about a minute into it. The police tried to stop us from going around the back of the building on a public street, so we had to go around the block and cut around, still had them trying to stop us. When Fox pulled through, I was about 20 feet from him, bullhorning him, saying, go home, traitor, go home, bloodsucker. And he jumped over his wife, stuck his head right up against the glass, and it was like something out of Lost Boys or something. He looked like a demon. And I didn't say anything about it. A Hispanic gentleman ran over who was there protesting with us and said, did you see how he jumped over his wife and how evil he looked? Like the picture of the devil or something, you know, that archetypal image with the mustache and the dark hair. I mean, just the guy is really wicked. And other people were saying, did you see how evil he looked? The leering smile he gave us. Janet Reno did the same thing when I confronted her, the LBJ Presidential Library. Why is there a news blackout on our protest? That's a concern. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live. And it is the 6th of November, 2003. We'll be live now for the next hour and 51 minutes. I got to tell this story because it has so many factors in it. It's such a great illustration of where our society is. Vicente Fox, the Mexican president, is in Texas right now. He's in Austin, got here yesterday, left Arizona where he'd been for a couple days. And he's meeting with governors, openly saying, legalize all the illegals, except our little matricula cards that we'll issue to anybody who's got $25. We're going to open bigger consulates all over the country. They opened a big one in Chicago, which issues these ID cards. They'll issue them to Russians, Chinese, Arabs. It doesn't matter. This is all on the record, folks. It's sedition by our government. Officials, city police, state police, mayors, governors who go along with this, and the federal government as well. And so Vicente Fox comes to Texas and Arizona and other states and says, I want you to accept all our matricula cards. And he's here today, according to the paper, giving an award to the APD, the Austin Police Department, for accepting matricula cards. And he's going to give an award to Wells Fargo that, of course, sends tens of billions of dollars a year down to Mexico, boosting their economy, but also lobbies for the matricula with city officials. That's Mexico's lobbying arm or financial arm in this country to a great extent. And it's a federal crime. You know, if I hire illegal aliens knowingly and falsify records, falsify names, that's a felony, but not when the city, not when the state, not when the police department does it. When you have government or private organizations en masse in an organized fashion breaking the law, it's called racketeering. It's called conspiracy when two or more people do that. But right here in the open, in everybody's face, giving out awards for the matricula card, giving out awards for the day labor site, giving out awards for institutionalizing and supporting the illegal alien invasion. It's like Senator Orrin Hatch. He wants to give extra tuition to illegal aliens. More tuition than citizens get. An incentive. The government wants more illegal aliens here, driving down the wages and being a new voting bloc. So I get down there at about 6:20. I start bullhorning all the way through to about 7:35, 7:40. And about 50, 60 motorcycles pull up. The police start trying to push us back, not just off the street, but over the sidewalk. They're bugging their eyes out at us, trying to bully us. I mean, that's why I get mad at the police. And in pulls Vicente Fox right by me, 15, 20 feet away. I'm bullhorning him, saying he's a dictator, saying he's a thug, saying, go back to Mexico. This is Texas. We don't want to be serfs or slaves or peons. That's what peon means. It's, you know, the Mexican term for serf. And he jumps over his wife because he was on the other side of the car. He literally jumps over her, leers at us as he drives by. And I thought, is it just me or did that guy look like a demon? You know, the archetypal devil. You know, the big guy with the mustache and the, you know, evil eyes. And people start walking over going, did you see how he looked at us? Did you see how evil he looked? It was like this weird green light in the car, you know, his face was illuminated. I wasn't going to say, did you see how evil he looked? And suddenly people were going, did you see how evil he looked? Did you see that look he gave us? He just loved it. And then we run around the back of the governor's mansion. Well, the police wouldn't let us go down the side street, though it wasn't even blocked. They just said, we'll arrest you. So we had to go around the block behind them. They walked down from their car over the back steps of the governor's mansion. They were there giving a press conference. About a minute into it, we start bullhorning them real, real loud, you know, telling them, this isn't Mexico. What you're doing here is racketeering, giving awards to people for violating federal law. We don't want to be under the tyranny of your corrupt system. We want to free the Mexican people and keep the American people free. There were a bunch of Hispanic folks there, black, white, old, young, screaming and yelling at them. We're right up against the fence. Some of the governor's officials, I heard them trying to get the state police to force us off the steps to the back gate. The state police, who've been sued successfully for arresting people for doing that, backed off and were saying, no, we're not going to do it. A lot of them were smiling at us and enjoying what we were saying. It was the APD that was out of control, and not all of them, but some of them. And then Fox and the governor, Rick Perry, break off their press conference. I mean, a minute into it, folks, a minute and a half into it or so. And there's a photo in the San Antonio Express News. So I'm only about 50 yards from them, you know, because they're about 50 yards, maybe 30, 40 yards past the gate that I'm at bullhorning them with this crowd. And the look on their faces is the look I saw. I mean, they were upset. They were shocked. They had the wind taken out of their sails as they waved to the crowd walking up the steps into the governor's mansion with, I believe it was the Marine Corps ROTC there in dress white uniforms, saluting them with their swords as they walked in. And so I'm looking at this in the paper, and I'm reading all these news articles out of the Dallas Morning News, San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, Austin American Statesman, and they say nothing about the protest, nothing about people being against open borders. There's a little blurb here saying, well, he got a warm welcome in Austin, but his welcome wasn't as warm in Arizona. Listen to this from the Statesman. Though he was largely greeted warmly at his stops in New Mexico, Fox was forced to address demonstrators at a public event in Santa Fe Plaza protesting the murders and disappearances of hundreds of young women in Mexican border city of Juarez over the past 10 years. I would like to address with respect the group of women who came here with a great cause, Fox said. We do not want any other murders in Juarez. By the way, they say 400 women are missing. They found over 100 bodies, but a lot of these women are being shipped overseas as sex slaves. They're being used in snuff films. This has been in the major papers, by the way. And yes, many of them have had their hearts cut out, their intestines ripped out when they find them. They're being murdered by a satanic cult. If you're doubting me, just type in Matamoros, hundreds of bodies found, killed by satanic cult, or satanic cult in Matamoros, satanic cult in Juarez. Of course, that's not in the paper today. But, of course, Satanists don't exist either. Hundreds of dead bodies from Texas to New Mexico, and they've been sacrificed. And that's been in Texas Monthly. That's been in our local papers. If you didn't know about it, you might want to research it. Notice, though, you don't hear a lot about it in the national media. There should be movies and miniseries and dramas made about this and investigative reports on Discovery Channel. I mean, if one psychopath kidnaps somebody and kills them, it's a big news story, but not when it's hundreds and hundreds. But the point here is that there's nothing in the paper about it. There's nothing in the paper about, I'd say, I don't know, maybe 50 people showed up. We just plugged it on the show yesterday to be out there. And, we can get thousands to come to a gun rally and hundreds to go to a movie premiere, but, it's intimidating to go stand up to the police and folks. But 50 brave Texans, Americans stood up to these thugs, and there were Hispanic folks on the bullhorn talking about the New World Order and how this is to break down America and how Fox oppresses the Mexican people, which he does. You'd think that'd be newsworthy. Nothing on the news. Maybe I'm wrong. There's nothing in print media. I couldn't find anything at ABC, CBS, NBC, or News 8, which is the local Time Warner cable channel. We have a local CNN. Did you see something? I hope you did. I know you're listening in Austin. I know you're listening all over Texas. 1-800-259-9231. Because I know what's newsworthy, and I know that I can go out at an event for the Patriot Act or a Second Amendment rally or a land rights rally, and what we do is generally on the news, on television, almost never in the paper. We are censored by the papers, but we found out that there was nothing on TV last night. Maybe we missed it, because if there is a total news blackout on the issues we were raising, a Fox there to give awards to city officials for racketeering, and that's what it is, folks, for en masse violating federal law, protecting illegal aliens, setting up day labor sites for them, that is very, very serious. And I'd like to hear from police officers on this issue. Is it not racketeering? Is it not the law, stupid? Again, for those that are experts on the law or on what racketeering is, I'm sure you concur, but if you disagree, give me a call too. But these major issues we were raising, I had a dozen news cameras around me, multiple radio stations, multiple papers, interviewing me, interviewing others. Nothing in the news about it. You see, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody was there to hear it make a sound, did it make a sound? And this is how they do it. This is how they lie in the media, by omission, by not letting you know what went on, not letting you know what happened. This is extremely newsworthy. It's like the media lying about Terri Schiavo saying she was in a coma. Then we expose that she wasn't, so they go, okay, she's severely brain damaged. That's just an outright lie by the media. But in this case, it's lying by omission, and it's very dangerous. So give us a call on this issue or any other issue you'd like to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com. The U.S. Government ordered via the U.N. the takedown for no reason of Prison Planet, though it's now going to be back up. So you can link through at InfoWars to Prison Planet.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I think, in fact, I know that listeners of this show, especially if you live in Austin, Texas, really should contact the writers of this Austin American Statesman report, front page of the paper, where they say that everyone loves Vicente Fox in Austin, but he didn't get as warm a welcome in New Mexico or Arizona. I mean, that's a lie. And I saw these Statesman reporters. These are the same guys that were sitting in the lap of the deputy U.S. attorney, the assistant U.S. attorney, when we got rid of the Patriot Act in Austin. And the mutilation, the article they wrote about what really happened at the council was full of inaccuracies and flat-out distortions. And so we'll get into who those writers are and how you can email them. But everybody should dump their subscription to the Austin American-Statesman. I mean, it is a horrible paper. But what scares me is that all the other Texas papers ignored the protest. Think about that. Think about that. Think about that long and hard, folks, the control and what you're not hearing and what you're not learning and what you're not getting informed on. Okay, let's go to, is it Sherry in Texas or Shirley? Go ahead, caller from Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, who is this?
This is Sherry.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes.
I was there last night, and I had to get my daughter to bed for school, so a little after 8, we went ahead and left the crowd after the news broke up and left y'all. We went ahead and walked up, and right before we saw the great gift, Governor Perry gave the beautiful horse saddle to Fox. They were loading in the car, which I thought was funny. Anyway, we rushed home, and I turned on Channel 8 the second we walked in the door, and they had the thing on, you know, looping on Channel 8. I only could stay up to see it twice, but it was great. It shows Perry and Fox trying to speak, and you can hear you so clearly. It shook up Fox. Perry kept pretty straight, you know, but Fox was pausing, you know, in between each word, and each time you could hear you, and it was really throwing him off. And the best part...
I'm going to have to say this right now. I'm not a fan of Time Warner or CNN, but their local channel is the only news outlet that really carries what's happening, it's good to hear that. We went to the other news sites and didn't see it. I hope somebody gets us a tape of that, so that makes me feel better about America, because I read 5 newspapers this morning about it from the state, and there wasn't word one about it. Then there's this deceptive comment about, though he was largely greeted warmly at his stops in New Mexico, Fox was forced to address demonstrators at a public event in Santa Fe Plaza.
I know, it ticks me off, but the greatest part is I think they got into the studio so quick, because they go right in there and clip what they're going to put on, right? And the end of what he's saying, you can hear you say, "I'm not your slave." And we just screamed, my daughter and I and her daddy screamed laughing. And then it goes to your interview. And my theory is somebody in that news group either was awake or made a boo-boo, because I didn't see it after.
Well, what
the
happens is
time.
they edited it in the truck, and I don't want to get people in trouble. Yes, we have friends inside News 8.
Good.
Because what happens is it's a 24-hour news channel. CNN's got like 5 of these things in the country. It's a local CNN news channel, for those who don't understand what we're saying. And, routinely they put me on there, because a bunch of them are fans down there, I didn't have a chance to see that.
It was great.
I was shocked by the newspaper not mentioning anything.
Oh, it's insulting. Also, they got a great interview, and I was sad. We were mad we didn't have a tape in, because we walked straight in the house and turned the TV on. Because it had, I can't quote what you said, but it was beefy, and they got it in there. And I know people watch that channel. And, I mean, it was just, year to be applauded. And you know, you're speaking for so many of us that cannot speak as eloquently.
Oh, yeah, I don't speak that eloquently,
Well, you're
Sherry.
Pretty darn good. You stay on track, man.
Well, now recap it. Exactly what did the news piece have? Because I know they had to cancel the press conference.
They had a close-up shot of Perry and Fox trying to speak straight, trying to keep a straight face when we're all out there hollering. And you can hear you over everyone, and when Perry's talking and he's totally straight, and then when Fox starts to talk, he is totally distracted. he's like, he's trying to not show any emotion, and he does a halfway good job.
Well, I hope somebody will bring that tape down, will tape it and bring it down to the cable channel tonight so
I
can hear it again.
May I ask permission to run off some copies or cards with this radio station? Because I'm doing it with pen and ink and paper.
We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I got up this morning and I went to ABC, CBS, NBC. I went to the News 8 channel. They didn't say anything about it, but I commend them for running the piece about our protest or demonstration. Very newsworthy. I read 5 newspapers or more. You know, that is scanned, the Statesman in Austin, the San Antonio Express News, Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle. And it just said Fox gets a warm welcome. I got the articles right here. Oh, everybody loves him in Texas. Maybe there was a second article in the Dallas Morning News, a second article or a third article or a blurb. Maybe you saw something on Houston TV. Houston TV was there. Dallas Television, San Antonio Television, Waco Television. I mean, literally, folks, they had all 3 of the Spanish channels, of the Latino channels, there. They were asking better questions and smiling at me and agreeing with me about Fox being a tyrant. I had so many Hispanics slapping me on the back, I thought I was going to get a big bruise or something. But people know that the PRI, the PRI, and Fox, you know, Fox is not an outsider. He's there to be a salve, to con everybody back into the system. But it's great news to hear that at least News 8 ran a piece. Because I told you, folks, we bullhorned him coming in. We ran around the back. We would have destroyed their entire press conference. That has destroyed them being able to get any information out if the cops wouldn't have stopped us from going down 10th Street. Not blocked off. No traffic. Cops just said, no, you're not going through here. I wasn't going to have a confrontation and play into their plan. So I just said, everybody, follow me. We're going down to 9th, and we cut down from 9th, went down around the back of the governor's mansion, and it took Perry and Fox a few minutes to walk down the grassy hill there down to the back steps to have their press conference, and I'm told about a minute and a half into it, I came running up screaming at them, and I mean, that bullhorn, folks, I've owned several bullhorns. I have a police bullhorn that supposedly is the most high power you can get. It's nothing compared to a Radio Shack bullhorn. I think it's called Power Horn, that I bought about 6 years ago. That thing is absolutely amazing. I can take over any press conference. I can blanket everything. I can talk for 2 hours. And all of you can do the same thing. Guerrilla information warfare. In Road to Tyranny, we never got the actual news footage of where she was on the news, though everybody saw it, where I jumped behind her when they're having a fake bio attack, and I go, it's fake, stage-managed event, psychological warfare, this is all fake to scare you. That all went over the news. The news then had to admit later that it was fake, but we do have the footage shot by our camera where I run up and do it. So, I mean, this is what you got to do, folks. This is what America's all about, and I was talking to Mexicans who are now Americans who came here legally and became citizens, and they have every right to, who were there, who were listeners of this show, and God bless you, you know who you are. And they said that in Mexico, you would be grabbed, tortured, you'd have Tabasco put up your nose, electrodes hooked up to your privates. Within an hour, you'd have your teeth knocked out if you even spoke up against Vicente Fox. Or the conquering fox is what his name means in Latin. So that is very encouraging. I want to go to all these callers. There's a whole slew of them. But Sherry, finish up with what you were saying. You were saying, can you promote the radio stations we're on?
Yeah, yes, for months I've been going to, to people after talking to them and writing it down and going into stores when they have on a different radio channel and writing it down.
But Sherry, you don't have to ask my permission or the government's permission to print up whatever you want, to produce whatever you want, to put up whatever websites you want. Absolutely. It's a free country. Please spread the word.
Okay, because I can't afford to get all the movies, and the one thing I know I can do is if I can get people listening just once, they'll listen again.
Absolutely. But recapping for folks, for myself, what exactly, how long was the newscast on News 8? What did they say?
It was just a couple of minutes, but it was high impact. The best part, after Perry speaks, Fox is attempting to speak. And if anybody did get a copy of this, you'll see in between each word, he's so distracted, he's speaking, you know, very slow like this. And in the right before his last word, his pause of being distracted by what you're saying about immigration, you yell out, "I'm not your slave," so loud that you could see it pierce right through him. And then it goes to your interview.
I was looking in his eyes. He was looking right at me. And again, he leered at us with hatred.
I know.
Whenever he drove by, so I ran around there to hit him hard, and he was faltering like he had the wind out of his sails, and they ran. They scurried from the news cameras and stumbled up the steps, and there's this San Antonio Express News photo of exactly what I saw, where both of them looked like they got slapped upside the head.
Oh, it's amazing. It was amazing. And you know,
because I was roaring, folks. I mean, I was, "We're not your slaves. This is Texas. We're never backing down."
And the Hispanic guy that was great, when you gave him the megaphone, and he says, you're a white guy. He yells at him in Spanish that he's not even Hispanic. And it was so great because I just told Jim, I wish I could yell through there something in Spanish, you know, Viva La Raza, Texas, or Viva La Raza, Mexico. I want to say this, you know, and then this guy gets your megaphone and he says it all in this language, you know, and it was beautiful.
It was awesome. Sherry, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Who's up next, Mark? I got my call list all confused. Who in Texas? Kathy in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. I just wanted to say that I did see you on Channel 24 News this morning, and also there's online Statesman. There is a little blurb or a little whatever, you know, a little comment by you. Did you not see that?
Well, it's not in the paper, so that's saying.
It's online Statesman, and I'll tell you real quick who the article's by. It's by, here it says, Mexican ID cards are expected to be high on the agenda by Susan Ferris and Dave Harmon. Then kind of scrolling on down the middle of the article, I'll do the comment before they mention you. It says, Perry and Fox emerged from the governor's mansion before dinner Wednesday night and said they plan to discuss issues ranging from education to trade to the conflict over water sharing. Tonight is about renewing old friendships, Perry said. I'm sure that it's going to be a great tomorrow, Fox said. We have a lot of common things to do to build toward the future. Fox's voice was nearly drowned out by several dozen protesters on the sidewalk. Local cable access television host Alex Jones, armed with a bullhorn, screamed, illegal immigration is destroying our sovereignty. Fox ignored him. And then that's all they say about you.
That's not in the big front page story. As I said, I read five major papers. There may be online blurbs or side caveats. They'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But how can they say, though he was largely greeted warmly, and then they say he was greeted warmly in Texas, but he was not greeted warmly. There was no one there to greet him warmly.
Right. Well, Channel 24 News had something similar to what Sherry described. But I couldn't hear what you were saying because the anchor was talking kind of at the same time. But, you know, you were down on your knees with the bullhorn shouting, but you couldn't really, I couldn't make out what you were saying. But I just want to thank you for all you do, Alex, and the guts that you have. And we all need to be as courageous. Like to ask all the Christians out there to continue to cover you in prayer. Thank you.
Well, it is scary going up against a thug like Fox, the head of a narco-terrorist state like Mexico, a kleptocracy of thieving. But we've got to do it. We've got to stand up just like they did at the Alamo against this tyranny, and we will do it.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So basically, did 24 say anything about the protest, or did they I just took over the operation so they were going to have any footage they'd have to show me?
They were showing the governor and Fox, and then they kind of cut to you real quick, and that was that. It was very short.
And what was I saying? Nothing?
Well, you were shouting something, but the way they had, I couldn't make out what you were saying. I'm sure they intended it that way, because the anchor was speaking.
Now, there's nothing on their websites, and, well, good. Well, it sounds like they tried to bury all this, but at least it got out there, and we want to commend News 8. Well, good.
Yes.
I feel better about it then, because if there was a blackout on this news, that would be amazing.
Well, they do need to get you on and interview you to find out why you are upset about this. And it's just outrageous that they don't do it.
Well, they did dozens of great interviews with folks that were more eloquent than I am. The point is, everybody was there against them. I'd say about 50 people. Well, there were about 30 up front, about 30 in the back. I don't know total, but people were not happy with this, and it was a very diverse crowd. And the main focus is, Fox is here. Well, look, it says Wednesday evening at the governor's mansion, Governor Rick Perry presented President Vicente Fox with a Western saddle as wives Marta and Anita looked on. Fox will meet with Austin City and business leaders today and will honor some for their efforts on the matricula consular or the fake ID card. And now this morning they opened their new embassy, which is a center of revolution in La Reconquista. This is a foreign power trying to overthrow our republic. They've given dual citizenship to their citizens to come in here and take over our process.
Very true.
Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. Let's talk to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Bill in Ohio. Go ahead.
There's a couple of things. One thing that I wanted to ask you about, and one thing that occurred to me actually after I dialed up that I thought you might be interested in knowing. About 3 or 4 months ago, about 15, 20 miles north of where I live, in the town at that location, there's a factory produces TV picture tubes, Thomson Electronics. They had announced that they are gradually shutting the plant down, a number of people losing their jobs, several hundred. And I hadn't heard too much about it, except every now and then you see an ad, or not an ad, but a notice in the paper, a little news item where maybe a couple of dozen are being let go as they shut down a certain operation or something. Well, I heard on National Proletarian Radio just about 3 or 4 days ago that Thomson Electronics had inked a deal with a company to open a new plant and begin producing televisions. And guess where the plant was located?
Where?
Can you spell chop suey?
So, Japan.
No, China.
Oh, yeah, China.
They're going to start making TVs over there, but they had a plant already in place making the picture tubes here, and they can't use it. So, now, the only thing I can think of is to suggest to people, the only thing that's going to get their attention is to hit them over the head. Just stop buying the stuff. Let it sit on the shelves until it's caked with dust a half an inch thick. Maybe that will finally get their attention.
Well, here's the problem. You can't find any electronics made in America.
That's what I'm saying. Don't buy it.
Well, I know. I've basically...
Practically the only thing electronic I use anymore is a shortwave radio.
I watch very little television, even when I do go to occasional movies. I did last night. Do not let your children see Matrix Revolutions. It's total New World Order, worse than the last one. I would add that, but no, it's horrible. But the globalist plan states, Bill, that this is about getting control of us by destroying our economics. If you don't have a middle class, you don't have a free society.
Exactly. And there was something else that something I wanted to ask you. I heard, I guess it was yesterday, when you were talking to Jack McLam, and I think you reran a portion of that earlier today.
Yes.
You said something about the head of the Ford Foundation had made a statement back in 1954 about wanting to reduce the standard of living in the United States.
Yeah, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they had stuff in the 30s about lowering the standard of living worldwide, having a world tax, a world government.
Well,
has been a long-term plan.
Who specifically was it that you were referring to at that time? I'd like to know where I could get
the print. You know, I've actually read and had dozens of guests on about the church committee hearings in the Senate in the 50s and 60s about the stuff that's gone on with the Ford Foundation, their statements, their plans. They've got the new states project. This is all public, sir. It's what's in NAFTA and GATT. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it on some website on the internet or?
Yeah, I mean, if you type in tax-free foundations plans to lower standard of living, I mean, you'll get thousands of links.
Just plans to lower standard of living on the internet, then.
That should find it. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's the stated plan. It's the Communist Manifesto. The equal distribution of wealth.
I know what I have a copy of the Communist Manifesto that was given to us by one of our government teachers when I was in high school.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, you bet. Read what's in the Communist Manifesto, and then compare it to what's in the Bill of Rights, and ask yourself, what is America closer to, the Communist Manifesto or the Bill of Rights? I think you'll be shocked. Go do it. It's a good exercise. That's why my book, Descent into Tyranny, I have in the back, the Communist Manifesto, printed next to the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. And I say, read these five pages and do the exercise of mentally thinking about our society and what system we're really living under. And some go, what do you mean? We're a capitalist society. Well, what we have is crony capitalists that communize or socialize. Is that a word, communize? our wealth transferred to government, then government control is transferred over to the private banks and corporations. Then you have neo-serfdom, feudalism. What they have in Mexico. They don't call Mexico fascist. They don't call it socialist. They don't call it... No, they call it a corrupt plutocracy. Just a ruling class with serfs under them. That's all the New World Order is. They try to confuse you with all this left-right stuff. That's just how left-right is how they administer the tyranny. come back, go to Jack and Terry and many others that are patiently holding. I have produced a new film, Matrix of Evil, and it's over 2 hours long. Ron Paul, Congresswoman McKinney, Frank Morales on the police state, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. Powerful film. You need to have it. Makes a great gift. It'll wake people up, and your purchase supports this show. I've made 10 films, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to have all these videos. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. My book, Descent to Tyranny, is over 200 pages, only $12. Paul Watson's books, $19.95, over 300 pages. Excellent. Get a second copy for only $12 to give us a gift when you buy one copy of Ordered Out of Chaos. Just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or call toll-free to order, 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number, operators are there right now, 1-888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. And Prison Planet's up. Just the DNS number has been rerouted purposely by the United Nations. That's who runs the ICANN system. This is official. And so it'll be back up soon if you just go to PrisonPlanet.com. If not, go to Infowars.com and read what they don't want you to see, hear what they don't want you to see, watch the video clips they don't want you to see. By linking through at Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
All right, let's go to Jack in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to know what you could tell me about the MJTF and the Northwood Project.
Well, that's two separate issues. Multi-jurisdictional task forces are federalized local police, county police, city police, all under federal control in these roving drug raid operations, now moving into gun raid operations. And states have passed laws to federalize things where if the police do a drug raid and they give it to the state, the county, they don't get really any of the money, maybe 10%. But if they give it to the feds, they get about 95%. That's designed to make sure that the local police get federalized. The Northwoods plan is on Infowars.com in the 9/11 section from ABC News, Baltimore Sun, and the actual Northwoods declassified document, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets and crash them, to kill U.S. troops, to bomb ships, to commit sniper attacks in D.C., to blame it on political enemies for a pretext for war. It's an official declassified U.S. government document of why the Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, LLM, and Sir wanted to carry out terrorist attacks.
Can you tell me when this MJTF was actually established? When did they actually start this situation?
Yeah, about 25 years ago, it started in L.A. and New York as a CIA pilot project, and it's become very prolific in the last decade.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering, the area that we live in here, we do have a Northwood psychiatric hospital here.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the Northwoods project, sir.
Yeah, I'm just kind of connecting a few things together here. And also, I was wanting to know, the TV situation, the television, are they now using this as a two-way camera?
The high-definition television, when hooked into digital cable, can be used, some of them, as a camera. This is mainstream news.
Okay.
Already your digital cable has a microphone in it. This is mainstream.
Okay.
Homeland Security, quote, according to Television Weekly, can listen to, and by the way, that's in the new film, can listen to you with it. Let me finish. Yes, important question. OnStar is hooked into Homeland Security. Because the satellites it uses are federal, they can tune in and listen to you. There's a microphone in your car if you have OnStar.
If you have OnStar, okay.
Yeah, and so across the board, yes, stuff right out of 1984.
Okay.
Go ahead now.
When was the Northwood Project actually started? What time was that? You have like a date when they started that?
Yes, 1962.
That was 1962.
And Kennedy said no to the plan, moved to abolish the CIA, and was assassinated.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then we saw the fake Gulf of Tonkin attack. 2 years later to get us into Vietnam. We saw the USS Liberty attack to blame that the sinking of that ship, which did not take place. They kept it afloat. That was to be blamed on Egypt. This is now official.
Okay. The MJTF, is there anybody that has an actual copy of that or availability for anybody to get that?
Multi-jurisdictional task forces are everywhere. They're in your county.
Okay.
They're in your city. It's all over your newspaper. You can go talk to the city about it.
No, this was actually done underground at Iron Mountain, wasn't it?
I think you might be confused with terms and stuff. Like Northwood's a common term. You know, there's Northwood's apartments,
okay.
Northwood's supermarkets, Northwood's whatever.
Okay, now what I'm referring to, the report that was done at Iron Mountain, the nuclear survival underground camp.
Uh-huh.
Was that the project MJTF that was done at Northwood? All right,
Iron
Mountain?
Separate issues.
They're separate issues.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're talking about something else that's MJTF.
Well, I'm just wondering, I got a hold of a tape that a person had given me, and it had the MJTF report on there that was done at Iron Mountain. It was an underground about the underground nuclear survival camp. It was like a 15-panel member of.
Yeah,
people.
We know Iron Mountain's real, but I'd have to have the document in front of me. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with the third hour here in just 70 seconds after this quick break in the station ID, network ID, and we'll come back with your calls and a bunch of other news. So stay with me.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in